Welcome back, guys. DGS. A few minutes past 4 p.m. Kind of a little bit rainy out there. I think Dave just said it, the weekend is supposed to be really beautiful, a little bit hot on Sunday, but, you know, we can take it. Time to play a little half-wits. Michael Calhoun is in from the newsroom. You won last week, right?
No, Rachel won.
He got very close.
It was a tough race.
Down to one question.
Kind of stole it at the end. That's right. So if you're new to Half-Wits or the show, it's a game I made up a few years ago, the greatest game ever. And it's a trivia game. The answers, the questions are imminently gettable, so it's fun to play along at home or in your car. And there is the boof in the first round, where if I ask a question and Michael Calhoun knows that he doesn't know it, but he's really sure that Andrew doesn't know it, he can buzz in with his name, send it to Andrew. In round two, you have the double, where you can do that, but then whoever you send it to can send it back to you or to another player. All the questions are worth 5 in the first round. Here we go. Where on the food pyramid or in the grocery store, in what section would you find eggplants?
Boop.
Yep.
Vegetables?
No.
Rachel.
Yes.
The produce section?
No.
Okay.
Andrew.
Yes.
The squash section?
No.
The squash aisle.
Wheeler, you're winning by 5 if you just say nothing.
I'm not saying anything.
Fruit.
Oh, okay. It's one of those weird vegetables that are actually a fruit. Got
exactly.
It.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it tastes like a vegetable.
What alcoholic beverage is made from juniper berries? It's an old man drink that I like with tonic.
Rachel.
Yes.
Gin.
Gin. Very good.
Mint juniper.
Within one, how many nights is Hanukkah celebrated?
Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
8.
Uh-oh, here she goes. This one sucks. What country has the highest number of citizens over the age of 65?
Boop.
Yep.
Japan?
Hey!
Oh,
stuck
look at that.
It to
Rachel,
her.
How did you miss that?
No kidding.
Yeah,
don't
Rachel.
Don't know every fact about Japan. They'll be like, so economically, where is Japan above one? I'm like, I don't
Rachel.
Know.
That's going to leave a mark right there.
Your passion is elderly Japanese people.
No, you're absolutely right. Like, if you really had to boil it down. Old Japanese women. In what country would you find the most old Japanese women? The Statue of Liberty was a gift to the United States from
Wheeler,
what?
France.
Oh, wow.
He knows the France.
It sounded like
asleep.
He was answering
the French.
It was Wheeler. You know, like
right.
It was a gift from Wheeler.
Wheeler did.
I did it.
Which one of the cast members of the DGS do you think is super into wolves?
Wheeler. Oh, wait.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
You would be right. Show him the picture.
All right.
It's
my favorite picture. This is my Twitter profile
phone
picture.
In your pocket during the show?
Usually. Usually
it's
out.
Upsetting.
Usually it's out in the corner, but.
That's weird.
Someone, upsetting. Okay, he's into wolves. He has like blankets and posters and things like that.
Yep.
It's embarrassing.
Really?
And someone made an AI version of him as the master of wolves.
That is your face.
I know.
Holy
look,
cow.
Look.
Oh my gosh.
I told Michael, you can confirm. I've told everybody else. This is me if I were actually hot.
He plans on making it happen.
I'm gonna. This is gonna be my new look. I think Susan's gonna be happy.
You're gonna be going out to Wildwood looking for the wolves.
It's like, yeah, it's like when you see like a really good photo of yourself and you're like, I just need to look like this all the time. I'm
you know,
gonna cut out sugar.
It probably won't be an actual wolf. It'll probably just be like a Malamute.
This is kind of creepy. So Bulger used to live in a big estate in Huntley. And I'd go hang out over there, and there's lots of acreage and woods. And he had a couple of dogs, and the coyotes used to try to get the dogs. And I've watched this happen numerous times. One coyote would walk out down across the old back 40 and limp. And the dogs would go running after it like crazy. And then here would come the pack of coyotes. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just trapping dogs into stuff?
I'm not into coyotes. Oh.
Yeah, right.
They're
cool too, but they're second rate.
Within two, how many wives did Henry VIII have?
Good.
Andrew.
Sure.
7?
8.
Ooh. Oh,
there you go. What is the rarest blood type?
Andrew.
Yes.
Oh, positive.
Nope.
Rachel.
Yes.
AB.
Nope.
Okay.
Anyone else? AB negative.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot about that.
Which famous art movement did Pablo Picasso create?
Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Cubism.
Very nice.
What?
Back to 10.
Where it all looks like cubes, wheels.
He also did a lot of wolf blankets.
That's what I thought. One of them was signed by Picasso. I thought that's what he did.
Which U.S. president is featured on the $2 bill?
Andrew.
Yes.
Bill Clinton.
What?
Is that wrong?
That's the $3 bill. No, the $2 bill is a real thing.
Yeah, I thought it was Bill Clinton.
I'm trying to help you out there. Sorry.
That wasn't a joke answer.
Anyone else?
Mm-mm.
Thomas Jefferson.
He wasn't that great. He's no Clinton.
Right.
Wheeler's laugh just makes me want to laugh.
Yeah. Spend some time around
him. Yeah. It gets old after a while.
It makes you want to cry after a while.
Once you see the things that he laughs at.
Yeah.
Yeah. What river runs through Paris?
Wheeler.
Yeah.
The Seine.
And I knew he'd say it.
Listen. The Seine, that's what it
Listen.
Will you introduce yourself in French?
Je m'appelle Kevin.
Could you do it creepier?
I meant it to be
that
way.
Could you say it less like you're saying it to a young child who doesn't know you?
Well, I don't know.
What's Wolfmaster?
That's how they talk.
What's Wolfmaster in
I like
French?
Dave's French accent.
What
too.
Is Wolf? I don't know. I got to think about that.
Is it Loop?
You don't know.
It is the Loop. Les Loups.
Just flickering flames of hatred just all over my face, keeping me warm. Within one, how many colors will you find in a regular bag of M&Ms?
Andrew.
Yes.
Six.
On the nose.
Of course it was.
Well done. Bill Clinton on that $2 bill.
The bill they don't make anymore. Were you thinking? Never mind. Is it because it's a $2 bill? Is that where you're thinking Bill Clinton?
No, I didn't hear Bill and think, must be President Clinton.
All right, just checking.
In what city were the first infections of COVID-19 discovered?
Rachel.
Yep.
Wuhan, China.
Boom, there you go. 15 for Rage, 10 for Wheeler, 5 for Michael, and 5 for Andrew. In chess, what direction does the bishop move?
Rachel. Diagonally.
Diagonally, very nice. When's the last time you played chess?
I played with you at that. Me and you and Andrew and Trish went to that coffee shop and they had a chess board and we played and you got really competitive.
Oh, that doesn't sound like me.
But that's lesser. And I've played on my phone and the computer wins every time. I'm just not great at chess.
I've played chess 100 times at least and I'm as bad as if I'd never played it.
Michael, if you ever wondered why I always host these games, it's because I'm not allowed to play.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm
a bit of a bitch, it turns out.
Don't say, yes. Don't say all. He doesn't deserve it all.
Evidently something of a poor loser. Never seen it myself, but...
He likes to taunt. He likes
time,
to mock.
One time,
I do a voice of you. It's
I'd
very
like
unflattering.
To see this.
Oh, it wasn't I ruined every Friday for 10 years.
It wasn't this glass wall. It was the glass wall that separates the two studios over in the KFTK side, and I gave a question that Dave didn't like, and he ripped the wheel off his chair. And whipped it at the glass wall.
Well, then.
It's only game related.
Yes.
All right. As long as you keep me out of games, I'm a delightful fellow.
That is exactly right.
What celebrity was the world's first cloned animal, a sheep, named
Wheeler.
After?
Dolly.
Dolly who?
Parton.
Very good.
It's the only famous Dolly I know.
Dolly Clinton.
Dolly Madison. Oh, boy. This one could go bad. 5 points for each one, but you have to get them all. What are the names of the four March sisters in Little Women?
Rachel.
I knew this would go this way.
Amy, Beth, Joe, and Meg.
Bill Clinton. Stinky.
Stinky.
And then Fingers LaRue.
Captain Chips.
And then Frank.
Captain Chips.
What chewy dessert topping is made from tartar and egg whites, and often found on the top of pie.
Wheeler.
Yeah.
Meringue.
Very good.
That's just because it's the French.
That's also French.
Yeah, what the hell is tartar?
What's that?
What's tartar?
I don't know. This stuff is in tartar sauce.
Seriously? Shut
know.
Up.
I honestly don't know.
They talk about it in toothpaste commercials a lot.
Yeah, the stuff off your teeth.
Yeah, they scrape it off people's teeth and throw it.
Yuck.
Here.
See?
Here.
This is, you're getting more of a flavor. What was the birth name of boxing legend Muhammad Ali?
Wheeler. Mm-hmm. Cassius Clay.
Good. And you are just 5 points behind Rach. Dave Murray hates this. What is the word for the weather event also called a winter hurricane?
Andrew.
Yes.
That would be the bomb cyclone.
Bomb cyclone.
Oh, I like that one.
Oh, boy, does he hate that.
He hates it. Every year he talks about it.
How many feet are in a yard?
Andrew. Depends on how many people.
Andrew.
Is it like 3.5?
Nope.
Okay.
Mr. Clinton, nope. Anybody?
This is embarrassing. It's
not, Michael, 12.
Not a trick. No, just 3.
Oh, I thought there was a fraction in there somewhere.
I did too.
Why did you think there was a fraction?
I thought it was like 3.4.
Because yards and the old English ways are dumb.
It's old, so he doesn't like it.
Well, I'll be like, oh, how long is that distance? Well, it's as long as the king's foot.
How many bones does a shark have?
Andrew.
Yeah.
Just one big one.
Take it easy, brother.
No. I mean, like, a big spine.
Thank you. Thinking of Charlie Tuna.
Oh, like a big old spine.
Okay, we got it. Nobody?
Was I wrong?
0.
Oh.
Oh, okay. They're that all, makes more sense.
They're all cartilage. What is the deadliest mammal?
Wheeler.
Andrew.
Yes.
It is the rhino.
It is not the rhino.
Oh, what's the
Rachel,
other one?
Rachel, Rachel.
Andrew.
Andrew.
Pig.
Rachel. The hippo.
The hippo.
It's the hippo.
No, it
damn
it. Pig.
The
it's the hippo.
Pig. Yeah.
The pigs, I always see the stat that pigs kill more people a year than sharks. And like
with the big bone.
Yes. They take the big shark
bone. Yeah, the big pig's bone got sharks. One big bone. What is the deadliest animal?
Oh, jeez.
Across the board.
Andrew.
Yes.
Man.
Ooh. That's philosophical.
That's,
yeah, that's very philosophical.
Bill Clinton.
Anyone?
I have a guess, but I'm scared to lose points.
Well, you have an embarrassment of riches over here. So
I got like 1,000 points.
Take a shot.
Is it the killer whale?
It's got
it's
killer.
Got killer
right
in the title.
Name.
Yeah, if it was called the killer hippo, that question would have been a lot easier.
It's the mosquito.
Oh!
Yes.
Interesting.
Okay. A brief 2 rounds. Everything is worth 10 points. Here we go. What is the longest running Broadway show? And I'll give you a hint. It's a visual hint.
Andrew.
Yes.
Phantom of the Opera.
Phantom of the Opera. Oh, good. Very one. Good.
Thought it was going to be Pirate.
What is the longest above water mountain range? So what's the longest mountain range? Nobody? Remember, you can boof, but the double boof is on.
Yeah.
Andrew. Andrew.
Kevin.
Kevin.
Back at you.
Andy's.
Boof!
Nice,
oh,
nice.
Why did you boof if you knew?
Holy That's what you call a boof bluff, Kevin.
A boof bluff.
He was bloofing you.
He was
I was bloofing you.
35 for Rage. Wheeler down to 10 with that move. Michael at 5 and Andrew up to 30. This was surprising to me. Who holds the record for the most wins in Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Host for a Reality or Competition Program?
Oh, Andrew.
Yeah.
That's got to be Survivor Guy. Mr. Survivor.
Sorry.
Mr. Island Master.
Nope, down to 20.
Jeff something.
Anyone else?
Jeff Probst. Oh, don't say it. No one will say that.
Michael?
Yes.
Amazing Race always seems like it wins everything.
Nope. RuPaul.
Oh, okay.
RuPaul, the most. What was the first book published by Jane Austen?
Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Pride and Prejudice?
It was not. Anyone else?
Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
Sense and Sensibility?
Very good.
I only know those two.
Back
Why
to 30.
Has everything got one word and another?
Everything is now worth 50 points.
Okay.
What was the name of the possessed hotel in Stephen King's novel and movie The Shining?
Was there more to the question?
There was, but you jumped in.
The Overlook?
The Overlook. Very good.
Oh, nicely done.
And you're in the lead. What is the more popular name for the very famous portrait officially titled La Gioconda, painted in Florence in 1503? Maybe the most famous painting of all time.
Rachel, the Mona Lisa.
Very good. At a restaurant, you'll see deer meat on the menu under what name?
Rachel, venison.
Okay, there she goes. There she goes. What is the smallest planet in our solar system?
Oh, no. Which fact are we going with? Wheeler, let's go Neptune.
No, that's the biggest.
What? Michael, Mercury?
Mercury, there you go.
And Pluto's not a planet.
Just like that. Michael's in second place and could take the lead with just one more. What is the highest grossing Broadway show of all time? I'll also tell you it's based on a Disney movie.
Andrew.
Yeah.
Well, that takes out
Wheeler.
Rent. I don't know.
Lion King.
There you go.
I'm going to do one more question.
Okay.
Within 2 years, what year did the Berlin Wall come down?
Wheeler, 1991.
89. And you win. DTS, some Cardinal talk coming up. Fast food news.
Yes, let's start with Pizza Hut. They're introducing a new cheeseburger melt alongside a new My Hut Box offer. I don't know why, but that felt weird to say.
Yeah, it felt weird to hear.
So Pizza Hut aims to revolutionize the way people enjoy their favorite comfort food, cheeseburgers. The cheeseburger melt features a Parmesan-crusted thin crust loaded with beef, applewood smoked bacon, onions, mozzarella, and cheddar, all folded together and served with a side of burger sauce.
Oh, you know, it's weird.
So good.
That people are listening right now. You ever do that?
Yes.
24 years in the business, and every now and then I'm like, oh, that's right.
They can hear what we're saying.
They're just sitting there
just
listening.
Us.
And we're like, Pizza Hut. And they're like, oh, do tell.
Yes.
And the worst is when someone will be like, oh, I heard you say this, and then you don't remember saying it.
Yeah. Like, I heard you talk about burger sauce, and you're like,
burger sauce?
That doesn't sound like me. I never talk about fast food.
Never said burger sauce in my life.
The new My Hut Box offer gives fans the option
back to that
to choose between melts or a two-topping personal pan pizza, accompanied by a side of fries or boneless wings and a 20-ounce drink, all starting at $8.49, or a cheeseburger melt for $6.99.
Stupid question.
Got my attention.
Can you go to Pizza Hut and eat there these days?
In the building? Yeah, that's it's still a restaurant.
There's not any
around me that are.
It still exists.
That used to be a treat.
The best.
Well, they had buffets.
And the personal pan pizza was a revolution.
They didn't even have the buffets when we were kids.
No.
When Dave and I were kids.
First one I ever saw, I was blown away.
Yeah. Yeah, when I remember they first came out with the pan pizza.
Yeah.
We were like, what's this?
Yeah, what the hell are you doing?
This is magic.
Millennials will remember the Book It program where you could read a book and then just tell Pizza Hut that you did and they'd give you a personal pan pizza.
Really?
It was wild.
Fake the crap out of that.
Oh, we did.
To be just like law school.
McDonald's is launching a new Grandma McFlurry in honor of grandmothers everywhere. It's rumored to taste like Werther's Originals.
Muffballs.
Or butterscotch, rather. The Grandma McFlurry boasts a blend of syrup and crunchy candy pieces reminiscent of those beloved treats she always kept in her purse. This is dropping on May 21st.
What
seems offensive.
I'll have to take a bunch of those to the nursing home. My mom's got a squad now.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah?
Oh, that's awesome.
She calls themselves the Six.
Are you being serious?
I'm being completely serious.
That's so cool.
She rolled that out today. She goes, well, I got my Six who I hang out with the most.
I didn't realize you joined a gang.
I didn't either. Took her 97
see
years.
See them all like snapping their fingers.
When you're a jet for life.
She's like, one of them has a baby. I don't know what she's saying half the time. And she does. She has a little baby doll.
Oh. One more fast food news story. There's a new Kit Kat flavor called Pink Lemonade.
Mm. No, thanks.
Oh, I would love to try it. I think it sounds amazing.
I shall pass.
Same. No one wants it? Okay.
Nope.
It's all yours.
The wolf is passing.
More for you.